Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm grateful.
Country, across the nation, and right here in Southern California. Well, good evening, family. This is Pastor E. I'm live with Faith in Action, Boys to Men. You know it. It's the conference that the Lord has pushed us into, encouraging one another to do better. And yes, this is a all community, all age, all same mindset of a group of men that want to be focused on our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, and the entrepreneurial planning in our lives. And additionally, we will always look to target mental health workshops throughout our outreach and engagement. We're looking to be adding programs, agendas, and provide a safe harbor to struggle, to share our struggles and our systematic approaches. We got to learn how to start coping with our mechanisms, channeling our negative energies into positive actions, and we must provide an outlet. Faith in Action, Boys to Men. That's why we're here, to just continue to encourage each other and to regroup. It's been several months since we've met, and we wanted to reintroduce to some, reintroduce to others this dynamic movement of men. We call it Boys to Men because we believe we need to make a bridge that crosses over from the younger generation to the middle generation to the older generation, and vice versa, the older generation into us middle, into the younger, when we all become one voice, one family, and one accord. Our Faith in Action Boys to Men credo reads as, now is my day for change. I will not be conformed to this world, for I am now, 0 to 5 seconds, transformed by the renewing of my mind. I will live in my now, 0 to 5 seconds, daily, taking up my cross and following the steps that have been ordered by the Lord, activating his favor, seeking, asking, and knocking on all doors to be open unto me. No longer will I live my life as a victim. I will stand firm and resist the wiles of the enemy because I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. Now equipped in my new life in Christ, I will prepare for the battle daily as I follow Christ, putting on my whole armor of God that I may be able to stand in his righteousness and his glory. And with my birthrights intact, my confidence, my courage, my hope, my belief, my faith, and my trust, I commit to my purpose in God to go, to search, to teach, and to make disciples. Now, in line with my purpose and connected to my source, I will always abide in the Lord, standing on his promises, for he will abide in me if I seek first his kingdom and righteousness above any other. Commitment, dedication, and strength come only from God. I will walk in his counsel daily and follow his statutes with all my heart so that I may be found pleasing in his sight. And because he lives in me and I in him, no longer will I live according to my past, but looking forward to the mark of the high calling, I will live victorious in Christ. Now, with my mind set on these things, my life will be an example of truth, honesty, purity, love, and good report of Jesus. And with love in my heart and God as my source, I will walk with the spirit of expectancy, believing in God's word and trusting his promises to perform with confidence that is already done. Faith in action, boys to men. That's our credo. Now, there may be some brothers on here, and I know that that will be a different religion. If anything is offensive, please remove that and place it with something that is not going to take away the power of this credo, but give you comfort in your own personal belief. See, we believe in Faith in Action, boys and men, that we can join regardless of race, creed, color, religion, size, or economic status. We believe that we come together as men to now grow and to expand the bridge that has been broken throughout our society. And yes, we don't use the blame game. We are using self accountability. We're using our own responsibility and now letting our actions lead instead of our thoughts or our words. Faith in action, boys to men. Yes, live here with Pastor E. This is our first meeting in a minute, as I said. We normally will be meeting in person, weather, events, different things like that. And men just don't like to meet. So we're bringing back our virtual meeting that we can get together because in July, and that is, give you the exact date right here. Okay, on July 12th, it will be our Faith in Action. You know what? We're going to hold that. It's going to be either July 12th or July 13th. July 12th or July 13th. That is the week after Independence Day, after any holidays. That's kind of a gap there that I think we could really take advantage of the time. I know last year we did it for Father's Day weekend, but it ended up now Juneteenth is involved, and we really only were able to service a small capacity. I think at this time, July, the second week of July, 12th or 13th, I'm waiting for suggestions from those out there in the land. Now, let me make this announcement. If you are listening to us by the link that I provided and you're saying, oh, I want to answer, I want to suggest, you must call in to 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173 and dial 1 that I can recognize you to being in the queue. Now, I know some some carriers will charge you. And when you first ring it, they're going to say, oh, this call is going to cost you 1 cent per minute. Well, we're going to be here for about 30 minutes, 40 at the most. Send me a bill. Everybody out there, I will reimburse you 40 cents immediately. Or you can let it build up until it gets at least $5. That's worth it. But I'll cash app you 40 cents tonight. If that is the cost that it's going to cost you to be on this broadcast, we will reimburse you for that time. Boys to Men, Faith in Action, Boys to Men. So second week of July, we're really looking forward to going back deeper into what God had called us to do and stay in the realm of conflict resolution, health and wellness, employment, spirituality, education, life skills, and who and how can you get anything of those other together if you don't have your finances together. So we have a great team of brothers that are coming. We got Chase, we Bank of America now. We got Samay, who is a genius in finance. We have other tax professionals, and just we're going to have a general of all of these areas that we're saying definitely in the conflict resolution and health and wellness. And our goal is that when we leave this conference, that we leave here with the fellowship, but also with the resources to go and begin again, start again, and see your full potential. So if you're out there, we want you to invite a brother, bring a brother, bring five, bring ten. We need as many men to come together. If you were at our last conference, you know that we do not operate under keynote speakers. We're all keynote speakers. And, of course, we have our hosts that are going to push us through these 3 hours to 4 hours of fellowship. But we hear from everyone. And, man, I wish I had somebody out there. Well, I do have somebody out there. Jeremiah, come here for a second. This is just not throwing him under the bus, but just as a testimony, he was at Faith in Action Boys to Men last year. Jeremiah, give me a shout out. How was the conference?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Did you lead it with something?
More than I came with.
More than you came with. Oh, but so have you bettered yourself since then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from a scale of 1 to 10, where?
I said about an 8.
About an 8. Okay. Truthful. All right, you guys heard Minister Jeremy, his quick testimony. We had an awesome time. We had an awesome time. We had an awesome time. And the team, the whole P2P community development team did awesome. They fed us well. They catered to us. Department of Mental Health, Keisha in particular, came in, did our registration for us, and really saw how we did things and really blossomed the relationship with myself and her, and we're seeing greater things now. So we want you to know that Department of Mental Health will be still partnering with us on this event. We're going to have some more monies coming in this season that we can do things a little bit bigger, and we want and need everybody to be there. And we're expecting numbers to come out and be a part of this conference. So we need you. We need you to start sharing the posts. We need you to start sharing the flyers. And even if you're out of state, and I know I see maybe 10 people on here tonight that don't live in California, I'm still talking to you. I need you to share the flyers because we are going to go virtual this year and have either Microsoft Teams or Zoom available, especially for our dialogue time when we really get into some of the questions and answers that we need to bring out and get on the table. We're going to have a great time. But as I said, we need you to help us to let everyone know they need to be there for this conference. Now, after this meeting, by the first of next week, the Eventbrite invitation will be on there. The cost will be on there. Easy to take care of. Oh, somebody dialed one already. You want to know what the cost is? F-R-E-E, free. There is no cost. There is no cost for our conference. Just come be a part of it. Nobody's getting a check. None of us are getting paid. Keynote speaking, any money's come in, we are going to use it to fellowship and to have the resources available for those in need. I remember our last conference, a brother came in. I think he was 2 days out of incarceration, and I just saw him last week, and he's following all the steps, all of the moves, all of the suggestions that we started that day, but continued to build a relationship with him afterwards. He's doing great. Many, I can tell you five personal young men who were in the crossroads of work and in the pathway of where they wanted to go or just a job that came away from that conference already working a new job, already, you know, already seeing the benefits of this fellowship. And it wasn't any man, it was just the resources that we could open up to each other. So, you know, some people didn't want to listen because they see me on the flyer, he's going to preach. Well, no, I just wanted to share and be transparent about what this is really about. This is not about popularity. This is about my picture being on the flyer, because the actual flyer that goes out for the conference, that picture will be taken off, and you'll just see us walking down the tracks together, boys to men, and growing in our conflict resolution, our health and wellness, our employment, our spirituality, our education, our life skills, and our finances. And I know you know someone that needs to be there with you. Amen, amen. So I want to encourage everyone to partner with me. I'm calling out for a partnership with all of my friends and whoever's here, whoever I'm connected with. I'm asking for a partnership. Anything you can do to help us to grow Faith in Action, boys and men, please link in. Let's do it. And watch God do great things for all of us. So I want to say at this point, as we go to the next level, Faith in Action, Boys and Men is just not a California thing. This is a national thing. We are looking and ready to receive partnerships with other organizations that would like to also take on Faith in Action, Boys and Men in their region. And it doesn't just have to be only in LA. We have many regions in California. We have the Southern California area, the Northern California area. We got Central California. If you're out there, you're listening, you can be on the charter for Faith in Action, Boys to Men. Our website is being worked on. We're going to have that up by July, ready to go all the way and be in excellence. But the biggest thing I can say again today, we need your help to make this an event that it will never be ever, 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 ever forgotten. And I believe in God is going to do great things. So if you're out there, you have a suggestion, if you're out there and you'd like to chime in with me right now in the communication or in the planning for our conference, our Faith in Action Boys to Men conference in July, the second weekend, either on the 12th or the 13th, dial one now. We want to hear from you, and we want you to get involved. And there are other people that have being part of this conversation that are on some other projects that aren't here tonight, but I am speaking for all of us in agreement of the things that we've discussed already and want to duplicate what we saw work last week. Now, another thing we wanted to talk about tonight is if you were a part of the conference and you would be willing to give us a survey of what was good, what was not, you know, what is anything we could do better? We would love to take that time right now. You can dial one also. Come on in. We'll get you into the conversation. But we want to know, you know, if we could have did better, if there's something we need to add or something we need to take away. We are open to this. Is, as I said, a general movement, and we would love your input on that. Now, some people say, man, I don't want to get on the radio, and I don't want to talk. You can get in touch with me directly at 562-413-3710. Again, 562-413-3710. You can inbox me on Facebook. I don't check it a lot, but I will eventually see it on a Wednesday and Friday. I know for sure I always check on Wednesday and Fridays and Sundays. So if I see, I will respond to that. But if you need to get in contact with me, you can call me directly at 562-413-3710. All right. Well, I guess everybody seems to be in agreement, and I believe we are going to be going in that direction. We are going to stay focused on mental health, and you know what? Thank you. We shift some name calling. The words carry weight, but in our health and wellness, in our physical health, in our spiritual health, and in our entrepreneurial planning, even if you have a job, my brother, you can still become an entrepreneur. There's a need in life for many streams of income. One stream is not working, or at least not for me. So I just know that I have three or four streams. When one's dropping, here's one's up, and it just works out good like that. So you have to know there is an entrepreneurial planning in life that you can take on and say, you know, that's when we dedicate time to that entrepreneurial dream, that we grow that we can become more independent to hire and to provide resources, the pathway out of poverty. All right. Nobody's dialed one yet. I want to take this next couple of minutes. As I said, we're not going to be here long. Take these next couple of minutes to invite you to our first annual Black History, Health, and Resource Fair held in the city of Watts on this Thursday, February 15th, from 11 to 4 p.m. The cost of this event is free. F-R-E-E. We'll be serving a late lunch. We have resource tables. We have city officials. We have the community big time. And we are going to dialogue together. One of my co-chair for Salt Six, Reba Stevens, has brought on a days of dialogue that is going to put us in the position to hear questions that have been asked and then ask get answers. And I'm hoping this is going to be new for me too. So I'm going to be obedient. And take this experience that we see a different way of maybe getting information from each other. The biggest thing out of this conference is collaboration. There is a lot of work to do, and a lot of people say, I can't do it because I don't have no help. Well, this is the help network. This is the help network. We want to open up doors. We are not just door openers to walk in. We have been christened to open doors for others. And that doesn't take away from you because you can become a door opener too. But in this season, God has called us to become door openers. And believe me, there's some doors that have our name on it, and we're going to go through it. When? Now. But there's a lot of doors that don't even fit me. Don't even – it's too much. Where am I going to get another plate from? So the ultimate purpose of this conference is that we as a community come together and collaborate with the city, with the county, with the Los Angeles Department of Mental Health, and all of the entities that are available for resources for us. We are a plethora of information for you to know what is available, and that goes in any area that you may need for your ministry, you may need just for your own personal information, or you need for a friend, housing, employment, training, entrepreneurship, health and wellness, opportunities for the Department of Mental Health is hiring all the time for clients that were previous clients that are socially impacted. It's a big run in hiring people that have been through it. It's a big run in the county for that. Have you been through the traumas and the things that you've gotten over? There's positions with LA County. If you're interested in that, please get at me personally on that. I can get you all the links and all the things that you could be on that link and get all the emails in when there's positions available that you may qualify just because of your social impact over your life. That's real. So that's what this conference is for. LA Department of Mental Health, as I said, they're going to be there clarifying the things I'm saying, as well as at least 28 vendors in there with all of their great resources for you. You need to be there. Your brother need to be there. Your sister need to be there. Your cousin, your neighbor, and everybody, your whole church. Invite your whole church. They need to be there and come out and enjoy this dynamic Black History Month celebration, a health and resource fair for the community. Come on out. It starts at 11, ends at 4. We'll also have at 3 o'clock, we'll also have access to the Freedom Hall, which is, and I didn't know this. I remember as a kid, but it wasn't as nice as it is now. But they have, the Freedom Hall is a Black History Museum, and it has some great information in there and just some reminders and some artifacts in there to say, wow, that man, ooh, you know, we really see that time in that space. We're going to be opening that door up at 3 for just our exit visits and people just want to get through and see. They do also at WLCAC offer paid guides. I think it's $5. I think you have to have up to 10 people, but it's $5 per person to get the whole tour of Freedom Hall, which shows all of the they have some dynamic showpieces out there, and it's a treasure that's hidden. We're trying to get that out there to the community also. So this Thursday, 11 o'clock, come on out. Join me. Have lunch with me. Fellowship with me. Get to know me. You don't know me. You wanted to know me. Come know me. I'll be there. I'm accessible. Come on out, and let's have a great time. This Thursday at Phoenix Hall, 109th and Central. As soon as you see the sign 109, you turn right into the driveway. You can't miss the facility. 11 to 4. Come on out and Thursday. Tomorrow, the Prophet's Closet at 4 p.m. here on the Now Network. 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. This Friday, coming back, Prophet David is coming back with, you know what, we haven't had that show, and I'm not going to just give you anything. We're going to give you exactly what we have. The Truth That Now Transforms Lives. That is 7 p.m. on Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Truth That that Now Transforms Lives. Again, on the Now Network. Truth That Now Transforms Lives with Prophet David Armstrong. I want you guys to be a part of those broadcasts. There's always some great information thing we are doing. Amen? Well, amen. I want to take the time to give it up another opportunity to open up the lines. Now, you may came here and don't even know how you got here, and I've been talking about faith in action, boys and men, but you came to hear about Jesus. Well, I ain't got a preach to tell you about Jesus. All I can tell you is that Jesus loves you. Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus died for your sins. But Jesus is also accessible to you today. It doesn't take a degree. It doesn't take a seminary. It doesn't take a mercy seat. It doesn't take a whooping or a beating down. No, what it takes is correction. Now, not correction by me, because I'm just as bad as you are. I'm still in correction. But in correction, we learned that if you confess your sins to Jesus Christ, to God, that he is faithful and just to forgive all your sins. Then you learn more about a covenant. And a covenant now says that as you build a relationship with this Jesus, died for your sins, and God who has made a new covenant for you, that you don't have to go to people or go to buildings. You can go to him one-on-one and learn him as Father. Ooh. As servant, as heir, as friend. But he also says that he will, when you confess your sins, that he will remember no more your lawless deeds or your unrighteousness. Now you just confess, Lord, forgive me. I've been listening to me too long. I'm sick and tired of me. I'm ready to live my life in Christ. So the day I die and you live, forgive me of all my transgressions and give me the power to forgive all that I've blamed, all that I've accused, all that I've, give me the power to forgive. And please, Lord, let the forgiveness spirit come back to me, that as I ask, I receive. Lord, I'm your child. I believe with my, I believe in my heart, I confess it with my mouth that you are Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, first, last, beginning, and the end, and I won't turn back. That's all it takes. You're ready to go now, forward. Now, the good thing about going forward is you don't look back. Whatever yesterday was is yesterday. Whatever past is past. Whatever was done is done. And now you have to make decisions, as I have to make decisions, to continue to work on my mental health, my physical health, my spiritual health, and my entrepreneurial planning in my life so I could be successful. If that's you, dial one. Come on in. I already said it for you. All you have to do is say, I do. I do. Oh, I felt somebody else that already has confessed it earlier just said, I do. There's somebody else that waved their hand and said, I do. Oh, here's a real live hand went up and says, I do. Area code 562, last four, 7598. You're live on Faith in Action, Boys and Men.
Hey, good afternoon, y'all. This is Russell Spike speaking.
Hey, Russell, how you doing, my brother?
All right. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you all?
Man, we're blessed, man. We're blessed. Try to keep it going. I know you were at the conference last year.
Yes, I was. And enjoyed myself there. Made some connections that's still solid today. And I look forward to going to the next one, I bet you, and participating too. We got some things.
There you go.
I know we got some things, some new things, I know. So I look forward to them.
All right, man. I appreciate you, brother.
That's what's up.
Don't work too hard tonight.
Oh no, I just pulled up. Matter of fact.
All right, brother. All right, thanks for calling in, man. Right. We love you, bro.
Yeah, I love you too. I'm still on the line though.
Okay, I got you. Area code 562, last four 6027. You're live on Faith in Action, Boys and Men.
How you doing, Pastor E? It's Brother Barmore. So
hey man, how
I
you
just
doing,
wanted
man?
To say that I'm doing all right, Pastor. I God works in mysterious ways. I want to say that. And he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly the path that he put in front of people and why he puts people in their lives for reasons. I want to say that last year at the conference, I made connections with people. I had a wonderful time. Everything was great. It was a 10 out of 10. You know, God has a calling on certain people for certain reasons, you know, and sometimes his children are lost. You know, and I confess that I was a lost one, you know, and now I'm ready to give my whole life to God, okay? I'm bending hand and knee, you know, for him to just forgive me and create this new path for me to maybe I can help someone else, you know, and become stronger in the faith in him and his name, you know? So I want to say thank you for saying what you just said, and I had to chime in and say that there's no God greater than Jesus. You know, there's nobody greater.
Come on.
There's no God greater than Jesus. And that's it. And I pray that he cover me in his blood daily and protect me, and I'll do whatever I have to do. You know, so I want to thank you, Pastor, and all the rest of the ministers that are on here and listening, you know, and God is good. He's really good.
Amen. Amen. Well, we brothers, number one. And I'm just, I appreciate you and knowing it ain't easy. And it gets even rougher when we first start out and we start saying this, I'm ready. I guarantee you, every time I say, I'm going all the way, all hell break loose in my life. But the strength that God has given us to support each other as brothers, man, that's why Faith in Action, Boys and Men, is important that we could ride together, that we could pray together, and that we could do this thing together, man. So I appreciate you tonight, man. Bless you, brother.
Always. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Talk to you on the 4th. We'll be back on the 4th Tuesday also. Anybody else got a word, got a comment, want to chime in, dial one right now. We got a couple more minutes before we get out of here. I also, as I said, I want to invite you guys to come on out Thursday. It's going to be a great time. You don't want to miss it. If you're in the California, in the Southern California area, you want to be there. It's as simple as that. All right. Well, it doesn't seem anyone else is throwing their hands in the air. So we're going to release you guys tonight. Please share all the information that we've shared with you tonight. It's on my Facebook page. Tag somebody. Get ready next week. Next Wednesday, Prophetess Lisa is back. Women Speak Now, that'll be at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m. in their rightful time zones. And then the fourth Thursday, what? Pastor Terry, what's the word on Women Speak Now? And we have other broadcasts coming in. Minister Semeh will be back with, he had Money Matters last year, and it's Faith That Transforms. I haven't looked at that flyer either. So we have his second show coming up his shows are the first and the third. And I believe he'll probably mix both of those topics up together. We had a great time learning some financial stuff last week. He said it was going to be 30 minutes, and it ended up being an hour and 20 minutes because it was just too much information. And once he got going, nobody was hanging up. Everybody was hungry to hear more. So next Monday, please join us for that. So family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Know this, you are God's greatest miracle. And when you are God's greatest miracle, you need to have a spirit of thankfulness.
Again, I'm thankful.
This is when we throw our hands in the air.
and we praise him like we just don't care. 'Cause I'm grateful.